The Just for Laughs Festival is back. Starting on July 16th, Montrealers will be able to see their favorite hometown comics, along with big names from abroad, as JFL, as the festival's often known, is under new leadership after declaring bankruptcy last year. CKUT spoke to Montreal comics who work in English about what the festival means to the local scene.
Just Pour Rire and Just for Laughs has played such a big part in my trajectory and the things that I've gotten to do. It was sort of like everyone's dream. It was sort of the goal that every comedian was chasing.
Trana Wintour is one of the big Anglo-Montreal names at this year's festival. She says she's come a long way since the start of her comedy career, when she would showcase for the festival without booking the gig. In the years since, she's worked her way up the comedy ladder, and says it was the festival that gave her a big break.
I got to do a Juste Pour Rire gala that was hosted by Rita Baga and Jean-Thomas Jobin. And the producers of Big Brother were there that night to watch their girl Rita. And then they saw me and I kind of had a little joke about Big Brother. And then 2 weeks later, they called me and asked me if I wanted to do Big Brother.
First, it was Big Brother Célébrité. Then it was the Traitors Canada. Now, Winter has a solo show at the festival, as well as being slated to take part in a roast battle, which will also be televised, and at least one of the big gala shows. But she says it wasn't until she took part in the Francophone scene that the big opportunities started knocking.
I just thought to myself that if I'm going to stay in Montreal and stay in this province, I have to start working on the French side, because the English side, unfortunately, is just too small.
Just for Laughs and Juste Pour Rire have long coexisted as the English and French counterparts for the festival. But the two languages operate in two very different contexts. The English side brings in a lot of out-of-town talent, while the French leans more heavily on homegrown comics for top billing. It reflects a reality in the scene here. Most Anglophone comics need to leave to get the opportunities they crave.
Like, I have to, you know, if I want to make anything out of this career, I have to, because there is no pathway and roadmap for local comics, English-speaking local comics in Montreal.
Montrealer Raji Chelia had her first JFL slot in 2022, only 6 months into starting her comedy career. In a few months' time, she's moving to the UK. She says it's hard to get recognized on the English side here, and there's more the festival could do to help.
If you look at the main poster, there's not one single local comic on it. Local comics, even this year, are not put on the main stage as much. It's like, oh, these are the Montreal comics, go see them, like on like some random show, like whatever. That's not what we want. We want to take part of the festival. We want to be part of the galas. We want to be able to rub shoulders with the comics coming in from the US, do the galas. Whether it is new faces, whatever the case may be, give us like the bigger stages, because there is talent here.
I mean, if you only have 32 gala spots that you're booking from comedians all around the world while trying to work with network priorities and lineups that fit with the hosts that are hosting it, it's like, you know, it's tough to make all of those equations work and make everybody feel like they're getting, you know, what they deserve. But I think we do a good job of trying to balance that and trying to help people find their audience.
Nick Brazow is head of programming for the English side of the festival. He says his job is to give audiences a little bit of everything, from local talent to out-of-town headliners. While the festival has added more showcases of local comics, he told CKUT there are still challenges with getting Montreal acts the same hype as the people coming from abroad.
It's always hard. Like, we do festivals in Montreal. Obviously, we have a Toronto festival. We have Vancouver. Anytime you're booking a festival in the city where the comedians are, you have to find a new twist when those people are available 350 days of the year outside of the festival for $10 at Hurley's Pub or whatever. You know, you have to find ways to repackage them, market them to different audiences, ultimately, again, with the goal of setting them up for success.
One way the festival is trying to help the comics who play it is by filming sets and putting their clips online. Wassim El Munzer is an Anglo-Montrealer with 10 years in comedy under his belt. He's looking forward to playing the festival, but says that what happens live is secondary to what people see on their phones.
It used to be that Just for Laughs was kind of like a make or break thing. Now it's not that. It's still a good chance to have eyes on you. It's a great thing to be a part of, and there are industry people there. And I've done it in the past, and it opened some doors for me and allowed me to have, like, you know, relationships with people who would have never seen me. So it's great. But you know, my friends who I started out with, some, I have friends who are like, you know, they can't walk the streets now. It's because of social media. It's not because someone saw them at a festival.
Elmunzer says the change is one he's resisted for years, but now he's getting with the times, and he's happy that the folks at JFL are helping to make that happen.
Which I think they are doing with the thing called live sessions, is like recording people's stuff, putting it out there. That's something we would have wanted, because to adapt with that time. So I'm very confident. It seems like, you know, people involved this year are, doing the right things.
The festival runs in Montreal until July 27th. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.